Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, our virtual Radio Entrepreneurs segment. And our next guest up is Alex Cambanis with the GET Group. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. Why don't you tell our listeners a little about GET and what it is that you do?
Well, it's a fascinating story, actually. Our founder was a gentleman out of Lebanon, actually, who after his studies in the U.S. decided to start a business in Dubai back in the late 80s. And Dubai at that time was just becoming what it is today. And he traveled the world and focused on technologies for IT and document security, passports, driver's licenses, and got into this business of secure passport printers, secure printers for personalizing a passport and an ID card. That led to some growth in that market, where we developed technology and personalized several passports around the world. And we've provided the technology for the personalization of the US passport, the current one, and actually, there's a next generation passport that the US is planning on coming out with, which we're involved as well. So that's what the business is and how it all started.
So explain a little bit if you can. Is the product the technology, or is the product the actual hardware to be able to print the IDs and create?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. It's the technology, and initially it was technology developed in Japan, which we funded with a Japanese company, and it's the hardware. So it's they're printers, but it's specialized technology, specialized printing methods, specialized inks, and now it's a little bit different. The technology is changing. There's no inks, it's laser engraving, it's totally different. The substrates are different.
So I would imagine that because of the nature of the type of printing you're doing, most of your clients are in the government sector. Large organizations or government, are they actually acquiring and then you do a full installation of your printing equipment, or are you, do they sub it out to you? You're not a sub printing shop.
Well, it's a very interesting industry, because you can sub it out, you can contract directly with the government. It really depends on the situation, on the requirements that each government places on you. Clearly, it's a very global business. It's international, so we don't have the footprint in each country. So we may partner with local entities or larger system integrators, depending on the situation.
And I would imagine, given the nature of the entities that you're selling to, it's an extremely long cycle. But the reward is probably a very long contract.
Oh my God! It is very very long. It's the sales cycle is long, and I've been working on this current contract for the U.S. since 2013, really, and it's just being deployed. So it takes, it took 5 to 7 years to just go through the process of procurement, of proposals, proof of concepts, protests, and so forth. So it's a very long cycle.
And obviously, without disclosing too much, are these exclusive, or are there multiple vendors that provide this service, or how do these things generally work?
It's mostly there's several players in the industry. There are large companies and medium-sized companies. The industry has seen some consolidation recently, so there's not too many out there.
Interesting. So over the last half dozen or so years, from a consumer's perspective, we've heard all this stuff about real IDs and the different forms of identification that are coming online and are going to be necessary, at least in the US, and I suspect globally as well. How are your company positioned in the mix of all that? Do you have to adjust your technology to meet those needs, or is it a chicken and egg, I guess, question? Do you develop the technology and try and convince them that it's the right technology, or do they come to you with specs and say, this is what we want to do, build something to make it happen? How does that process work?
Well, I guess the conversation has been between, you know, moving from the physical world and the physical IDs to the digital world, and mobility has really helped that quest. And the industry has developed standards. In fact, we've been very active in developing standards for mobile driver's licenses. There's an ISO standard, ISO 18013-5, that is being worked on for, it's been about 4 or 5 years where companies have gotten together and created the standard. The issue.
And when you say, is this, forgive my naivete, Alex, when you say a mobile license, it's essentially on a phone or a mobile device?
Digital
version?
Taking your physical driver's license and provisioning it on your phone so that you can use it with your phone, not showing it, it's not a visual verification, it's mostly an electronic verification. So very similar to, we've all been accustomed to using our credit cards with Apple Pay, for instance, or other methods. So it's a very similar way.
Okay, or I'd imagine more similar to something like a QR code or something, so that the average person, or maybe not the same technology, but
that's one way of presenting your mobile driver's license. There is a QR code. The data are encrypted, but you can also use NFC, Bluetooth, all sorts of methods.
Okay, because I started thinking in my mind, if you had a digital representation of a driver's license, wouldn't that be open to duplication and fraudulent use, you would think? But when you start encrypting it, and I'm not actually seeing a picture of me or you on the screen and somebody copying the images, makes it a little more difficult, I would imagine.
Exactly. Everything's encrypted. Data's protected. It's actually much safer than your physical driver's license. I mean, right now in the U.S., we have a huge problem with physical driver's licenses. I think people spend, there's 600, we've kind of calculated that it's about $600 to $700 million is spent annually on fake driver's licenses.
Wow.
And all these go out to China, and they, there's stories, several stories every year about fake IDs being shipped from China. So it's a problem, and it's a problem when you have to, when you know that you get to travel using your driver's license and do other activities like opening a bank account or whatever. So it is a huge problem. So believe it or not, the pandemic has actually kind of expedited the need for a touchless, contactless identity. So we're seeing a big uptick in interest.
Very interesting. And are there other next generation or other product categories or identification categories that you envision in the future that will be much more common or things that the average consumer is going to have to get besides a driver's license and a passport?
I tell you what, my experience has been that things move really very slowly in this industry. So procurement laws, by the time the issuers get on track with new technology, it just takes a very long time. So I can't even venture to imagine what it's going to be 10, 20 years from now. You'd think that technology moves fast, but in our industry, it moves very slowly, unfortunately.
Great stuff. Well, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and learning a little bit about your company. And it's, at least in my experience, probably the first time I dealt with somebody that deals almost exclusively in the government realm.
Sometimes I feel sorry for myself, but
it's one of those things. You got to have a lot of staying power. You got to have the long view, right? Fabulous. Our guest has been Alex Gambanis on Radio Entrepreneurs. He's the president and managing director of GET Group, and it's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. If somebody is in the government space and looking for procurement of ID printing capability, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
I suppose the best way is our website, which is GETGroupMA.com.
Excellent. It's been a real pleasure, and stay safe out there, and hopefully all your digital ID is in order.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, and we'll be right back with another guest on Radio Entrepreneurs.